Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Rahman Rahim, Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to we like to welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today being the 3rd of Shawwal 1443, corresponding to the 5th of May 2022. Today is we are doing the fiqh program according to all four schools of thought. We'd like to welcome our Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Brother Suleiman Esop. Jazakallahu khairan. Inshallah, today's lesson will be known as the lessons one should take from the month of Ramadan and Shawwal. Lessons to learn from Ramadan and Shawwal.
Jazakallah, Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, our first question. Can I pay Sadaqatul Fitr now because I forgot to pay it in on Eid day?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar listeners, some of them are listening, and Radio Garden, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our Mawlana Zahid Khan is on leave. Inshallah, next week Thursday he'll be back with us. So Inshallah Al-Aziz, therefore Brother Suleiman Esop is doing the program. When Ramadan Mubarak started, we told you that Ramadan means Tahriqu Dhunub, to burn and incinerate the sins. So now we should be asking ourselves the question that how many sins and vices did we burn of ours? Now we are already on 3rd of Shawwal here in South Africa, in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, and majority of the countries of the world. Today, Thursday, is already the 4th of Shawwal 1443. So if someone has to ask us, what is the meaning of Shawwal? So we must say Shawwal means literally the raising of the tail, Raf'u Zanab. So what do we mean by that, to raise the tail? So it means that when you study the Islamic lunar months in Surah 9, Surah Toba, chapter 9, verse 36, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah ithna ashara shahra. Verily the amount of months by Almighty Allah are 12, and this were already sanctioned, ordained by Almighty Allah. Yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, the day Almighty Allah created the universe, the heavens, the earth, everything. Minha arba'atun hurum, and from these four, from these 12 months, four are sacred months. So what do we mean they are sacred months? There won't be warfare and people will cease, they'll have automatic ceasefire and so forth and so on. Thereafter, we must remember, now you come to Shawwal. So which are the four sacred months? The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salatun mutawaliyat, three are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah wa Zulhijjah Muharram. Hence, there's no hunting, there's no fighting, nothing, no combat. And then the month of Rajab. So Shawwal comes before Zulqa'dah. So therefore, Shawwal means they would go for their hunting, they would go for their fighting, do everything this month, because the next three consecutive months, everything ceasefire. So that's why Shawwal means raising of the tail. The animals are ready also to attack the prey, and they will take their animals, the dog or whatever they were going to use, and that is the meaning of Shawwal. So now we come to learn the meaning of Ramadan Mubarak and Shawwal. So it's one issue. Second issue is very good. A person posed a question that he totally forgot to pay the Sadaqatul Fitr, Zakatul Fitr, and now he remembered, for example, after the day of Eid. So what happens in a case like that? The hadith mentioned on the authority of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Abdullah bin Abbas is that eminent illustrious Sahabi. When Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place, lam yahtalim, he was not even baligh and mature. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced him and made dua for him and said, Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah jalla wala, give him the deep, profound understanding of Islam, and wa'allimhu ta'wil, teach him the meaning, interpretation of the noble Quran. Go up and remember the manaqib, the virtues of Abdullah bin Abbas. You will find in Tirmidhi, you will find in Bukhari Sharif, you will find in Targhib wa Tarhib, in various books, mashallah, you will find about that, Mustada Ahmad and so forth and so on. Thereafter, remember that he passed away in the year 68 and he's buried there in Taif, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma. His janazah salat was performed by Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's son. We've been with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah to Taif several times, and the biggest masjid there in Taif is known as Masjid Abdullah bin Abbas. Behind the masjid, he's buried there. So let us answer the question. He reports, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat al-fitri. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it compulsory. Hence, according to all four schools, it is compulsory. Zakat al-fitr, sadaqat al-fitr, both words are used for the same thing. Zakat al-fitr means that when you pay it, you are cleansing yourself and your wealth. Sadaqat al-fitr is the charity you are giving to show our love for Almighty Allah, swadaqah, to be truthful. So, sadaqatul fitr, zakatul fitr, tuhratul lisa'ib min al-laghwi wa rafath, as a means of purification. We saw things we're not supposed to see, we heard things, we spoke things we're not supposed to speak, and min al-laghwi wa rafath, wa tu'matal lil masakin, and to empower the poor Muslims, they could enjoy Eidul Fitr, a nice meal, sumptuous meal, wearing nice clothes. Man addaha qabla salat, whoever pays it before the Eid al-Fitr salat, fahiya zakatun maqboola, then you get the optimum, maximum reward. Now for the person who didn't pay and now he paid it after the Eid day, Eid salat and so forth, wa man addaha ba'da salat, that whosoever pays it after the salat and so forth, the Eid salat, fahiya sadaqatun min as-sadaqat, then he just gets the reward of a charity and not the optimum reward, because the purpose of it is already defeated. So that is where you are. So it won't be sakit, it will not be waived off. You still have to pay it, but your reward will be minimum reward compared to the person like I paid 1-2 days, 3 days, can't remember now exactly. Before, you must remember it, you paid more by Suleiman 1-2 days before, so we get the maximum reward inshallah. So that is the answer, and the hadith is authentic in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations, alhamdulillah.
Mufti sahab, my sunnat itikaf broke because my menses started. What must I do?
Remember, whether you are a male or a female and you set for the itikaf, and you know this year that we had 30 fasts in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid Al-Aqsa, South Africa and 90% of the world, so we had 30 fasts, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So when you made the intention to sit for the 10 days of itikaf, great reward. The hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi, the hadith is mentioned in Targhib wa Tarhib, man ittakafa ashran fi Ramadan, whosoever made the intention and set for the itikaf to go into isolation for 10 days, for the last 10 days of Ramadan, then kana lahu ka hajjataini wa umratain, he, that person, received the reward of 2 hajj and 2 umrah. But remember, from a hadith perspective, the hadith is weak, but from a fadail and virtues point of view, it is acceptable and permissible to cite it and use it. There's no problem with that. Now for you, my sister, we told you, you cannot sit for etikaf unless you took permission from your husband, and you must be free from your menses and your nifas, your postnatal, and so forth and so on. So that was already mentioned to you. Nevertheless, our sister, she sat for etikaf, and then on the 21st, 26th, 27th of Ramadan, her menses started. She thought it will start after Eid or Eid day, but anyway, eating a lot of dates or what have you. So now, remember, that triggered her menses. Or the male sitting in the masjid, the woman was sitting at home, and the male sitting, remember, in the masjid. So in a case like that, he had to go for his father's janaza. Mother fell very ill critically, or he himself fell very ill, so he left the masjid and so forth. So what happens in a case like that? So remember, according to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, nothing happens. There's no qaza, nothing. Because etikaf for majority of the scholars is sunnah. Sunnah only. You'll understand the difference now. When the Hanafis, they say no, it is sunnah muakkada alal kifaya, which means that in lands we got 50 masajid, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, 50 mosques, maybe more also, but we round it off at 50. So remember, when we take all those masajid, every masjid required minimum one male to sit there, and that male must be fasting and so forth. So nevertheless, when that person sat, and thereafter he fell ill or sick, or his father, mother passed away, or some emergency took place, he went there and so forth. Now the Hanafi's fatwa, this is only exclusively the Hanafi's verdict for that male or female who broke the etikaf for whatever reason. Now you take today. Today at Maghrib time, that person must be in the masjid before sunset. So say 5:30, 5:35, he must be in the masjid already. We're speaking of our times here now. So Durban, then it will be earlier, obviously. So remember that before sunset, the person must be in the masjid. He must spend 24 hours in the mosque, in the masjid, from Maghrib today to Maghrib tomorrow. And tomorrow he must fast. So remember, whether it is a fast for Shawwal, or whether it's a Qadha fast, or whatever it is, so he or she has to fast as well. So fast normal, like how you make Suhoor, Sehri in the morning, pre-dawn meal, and then you fast till sunset. So that is wajib, compulsory, for that male or female whose etikaf broke the last 10 days of Ramadan Mubarak. Only one day Qadha, not 10 days Qadha, or not the remaining days that you broke your etikaf on the 21st or 26th, 27th. So you don't have to make etikaf for 3, 4, 5 days or so. Just one day. Maghrib to Maghrib, and you, my sister, you will remain in that room of yours which you designated, for example. So that will be the place you enter, and you stay there for 24 hours. And obviously, when the need arises to go relieve yourself and so forth, you will do that. And remember, you'll be fasting also. So that's a prerequisite, that you will be fasting as well. Then the qaza is valid and everything is done. And ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness for violating the laws of etikaf. So this fatwa is only according to the Hanafi school.
Which is the best time to keep the Shawwal fast?
Remember that regarding the Shawwal fast, there are about 5 different discussions and so forth. Discussion number 1 is this, that Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, we must learn about the Sahaba. The Sahaba are those people, remember, the direct students and the companions of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam students. How people today, they know about the soccer teams and cricket team and a rugby team, I don't know what and what. So all that, they have a passion for it, you know. We as true Muslims, we should love the Sahaba, and it's an integral part of our Iman, and we should read about their profile and so forth and so on. So who is Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu? He is that Sahabi. He was there in Medina Munawwara. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrates from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, spends few days there in Quba, and then it's a Friday, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves, and then if you go to Masjid Quba, then nearby there you will see Masjidul Jumu'ah. The first Jummah Salat is read there, and then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters Medina Munawwara. Every Sahabi, every companion wanted to host the Master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Leave it, leave the she camel. Fa innaha ma'amura. It is commanded." I saw it also, you know, 74 when we went, 75, 76 with Allah's help. So you must remember, 74 was the Ramadan Umrah, and then 75 was Hajj, 76 before I came home. So for holiday, so I made Umrah with Allah's help. So we used to see all these places, but now the Saudi regime came, and you know, the modern Saudi regime, and then they demolished and abolished all these places. All the athar basically are removed now, 90% of it. So Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari's house was there, and you must remember, obviously it was refurbished, renovated, everything. So from outside they will tell you that there was a big library there opposite the Masjid Nabawi and so forth. So you call this athar, you know, our remnants, our relics and so forth, places of importance. But you need iman, you know, to promote and preserve all this. So, but now these shaitans, they came and demolished everything. Anyway, you must remember that Abu Ayyub Ansari's house, so he was the first host of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His love and his zeal, enthusiasm for jihad to go out in the path of Allah. In his old age, he said, "I must go." Infiru khifafa wa thiqala wa jahidu fi sabilillah. So go out in the path of Almighty Allah. So imagine even then, and he passes away there. You must remember where they in Turkey. And you know who ready janaza salat. So people today will be shocked. You find the kuffar Shias, they cursing the whole family. They curse Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. They curse Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's parents, and that is Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, his mother Sayyida Hinda radiallahu anhu. These are all Sahaba radiallahu anhu majmeen. Amir Muawiyah is Sahabi radiallahu anhu. And you must remember that Sayyidina Abu Sufyan is Sahabi, Sayyida Hinda radiallahu anha is Sahabiya, Amir Muawiyah's son, he's not Sahabi, he's Tabi'i. And that is, you must remember that, the, you know, Yazid, that because Yazid, they paint him, you know, different technicolors and all. So anything he speaks, they just say, no, he's like this. And so Yazid bin Muawiyah, Muawiyah radiallahu sahabi, and Yazid, he was the person, he, Abu Ayyub Ansari, made wasiyat that he, Yazid, must read by janaza salat. So these kind of things, never mind the Shia, the Sunnis also don't know these things here. So you must remember, the man, we don't say he never committed crimes, he committed, but the good things he did, that also you must speak. So he, Abu Ayyub Ansari, there in Istanbul, we've been there several times to his Qabr Mubarak, and he made wasiyah that Yazid must perform my janaza salat and so forth. So these kind of things, even the Ahlu Sunnah majority don't know about it, which is very, very regrettable, you know. So we must know the true facts and not get carried away with propaganda of the Shias and the enemies of Islam. So nevertheless, he, Abu Ayyub Ansari, Sari radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man sama Ramadan, that remember that who kept all the fast of Ramadan. So whether the month is 30 days, like how we had the day, 30 days. So whether it's 30 days or whether it's 29 days. So you kept all the fast. Alhamdulillah, we kept all the fast, right? Thereafter, summa. Summa in Arabic comes for tartib, for sequence. Atba'ahu sittam min shawwal. Thereafter, you keep the six fast of shawwal. You can keep it anytime in shawwal, whether you keep it consecutively, you keep it intermittently. So all that is permissible. Kana ka siyam iddahar. Kana ka sawm iddahar. So it's like you kept fast the whole year. The hadith is authentic, is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. is mentioned in Ibn Majah, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So many books have mentioned it. So that is what is meant. Now, how do we calculate that is like fasting the whole month? You see, when we kept the fast, so Quran Sharif teaches us, Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amsaliha. Whosoever remember that he kept one fast, one good deed, so you get reward of 10. You see, minimum. So this is mentioned in Surah An'am, chapter number 6 and verse number 160. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that chapter 6, and that is verse 160. So you take 30 fasts and then multiply times 10. How much, Suleiman? 30 times 10?
300.
Then you keep the 6 fasts. So 6 times 10? 60. So the maximum amount of days you get in an Islamic month is 30. So 12 times 30 is 360. So that is how it is. So some people got this notion and idea that you must fast on the second, the day after Eid. You must. Is wrong, all that. Some people say, no, you must fast from after 3 days. All that is wrong. Any time in Shawwal, you can keep it. But the mistake our people are making are 2-3 mistakes. Number one, that lady, she missed her 6 fast because of her napaki, her menses, her haiz. Now she wants to keep the 6 Shawwal fast, but she's neglecting and delaying the fast of her qadha. So that's wrong. First, she must keep her qadha fast. That's what the hadith is teaching us. And the common sense also, although common sense is not so common nowadays. And remember, the men also make this mistake, that they're busy with the 6 fasts. But what about all the qadha we got from the time we became baligh and mature? So all that is compulsory. Remember that. So Allah will never question me and you regarding the Shawwal fast. But Allah will definitely question us regarding the Ramadan mandatory compulsory fast. Same thing with our Salat. People are reading Tahajjud and Ishraq and Chash Namaz and Duha and Awabin. Very good. But what about all the Qadha and so forth? We are not saying you mustn't keep the 6 fast. We're saying keep it, but first keep the Qadha. So especially of this Ramadan year that you must. So that is what we should try and understand, that great al-aham fal-aham. And that is, life is all about priorities. So we'll get our priorities right. Okay? Now you get a sharpshooter. What is his name? Suleiman Mota. Suleiman Mota says, no, man. You see, today I'm fasting, for example. So you're fasting today, Suleiman?
No.
No fasting. So Suleiman Mota said that today I'm, this example I'm giving, that I make intention of qadha and of Shawwal fast. Kill 2 birds with 1 stone. You know, as they say. So remember, that also is not permissible. When you make intention of qaza, you make intention at night before the fasting time starts, and thereafter you make intention for qaza only. You can't incorporate it and join it and combine it with other fasts and so forth. All that not permissible. So these are issues we must learn about it properly.
Mufti sir, which is the best month to get married and which date?
MashaAllah, so you must remember the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, the hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah, various compilations. We go to our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She states, Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi sallam tazawwaja bi fi Shawwal wa bana bi fi Shawwal. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam married me. The nikah took place during Shawwal. And in the month of Shawwal, remember, the marriage was consummated. She had no children, remember that. And she would tell and inform her nephews, nieces, that all of you get married in Shawwal. Go open Tirmidhi, go open Ibn Majah, you will find it there. And if you must look at the environment at that time, and the belief structure of that time, the mushrikeen, the polytheists, idol worshippers, they used to believe to get married in Shawwal is bad luck, is an ill omen, and is not good. All superstitious belief. So Rahmatulil Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and married Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. during this month of Shawwal, and tardidan wa tafnidan lahum, to totally reject and rebuke and totally, you understand, that refute this argument of theirs. So practically also Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did so. And if we go further, in Ibn Majah you will find Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Sayyida Umm Salama radiallahu anha also in this month of Shawwal, and consummated the marriage with her also during the month of Shawwal. So that also is another dalil and evidence. So me and you, so you Suleiman Mota, you're looking for a wife, so inshallah if we get a wife from you, I'll perform your nikah now in Shawwal. We don't want to waste time, right? So I also got married in Shawwal. Now the one question you ask, which date? So you see, you have to study the kitabs, then you find in Mirqat, the commentary of Mishkat Sharif by Mullah Ali Qari, rahimahullah. If you know Afghanistan, one area is called Herat. So he was from there. But when there was turmoil and so forth, he left, he settled in Makkah Mukarramah. He's buried there in Mu'alla, the graveyard, Mullah Ali Qari, rahimahullah. And in Mirqat, he has mentioned, it was the 10th of Shawwal, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nikah took place with Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. To you, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Radio Al Ansar International and Garden Radio and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah, you want to get your children, grandchildren, like we got the nikah in our family. So I told them, please keep it now in Shawwal. So inshallah, by end of Shawwal it will be kept. So that's the best month, remember that. So that, and the best day, if you can, today is what? Is the 3rd, isn't, of Shawwal. So next week, Thursday, will be the 10th. So you must remember this. So alhamdulillah, I also got married on the 10th of Shawwal. So with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, I don't know where my nikah certificate is, but anyway, so I will look for it somewhere. So that... something very good to do, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come to you, special mercy. Any sunnah of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam you practice on, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately, yuhibbukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will forgive you your sins. So imagine what great chapter 3, surah 3, surah Al-Imran, verse 31. So all these lessons are there for us to learn, and the practice of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not with one but two honorable wives, and Azwajim Mutahharat, Umm al-Mu'mineen Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyida Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha. So these are great lessons for us. So you parents, and encourage your children, get married now in Shawwal. And mashallah, we here at Markaz Sahaba, Friday morning between 10 and 10:30, Mona Arafat, he announces all the nikahs and all that. So any one of you got nikah announcement, so send it now through on this number, 084-786-3132. And inshallah, Mona Arafat will announce it tomorrow, inshallah al-Aziz, between 10 and 10:30.
24 minutes to 12 Central African time. Don't forget, if you want to send any questions, you can send to 084-786-3132. Mufti Saab, how do I know if my Ramadan is accepted?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Very easy. Every person should look at the following. Al-hasanatu ba'd al-hasana. If we are continuing with the good deeds, then that's a sign that our Ramadan Mubarak is accepted. If we went back to our evil, today you heard this morning, what happened? One brother sent a message. He said in Ramadan, we had 400 people approximately Fajr time. This morning, today, they had 6 people in the masjid. Now, where are the others? So that's a sign of rejection. Remember that. Al-hasanatu ba'd al-hasana. To continue with the good deeds, that's a sign of acceptance. As-sayyi'a ba'd al-hasana, that now we go back to the evil, devilish lifestyle. So today is only 3rd of Shawwal, but we already missed 3 salat, 5 salat, 10 salats, Allah forbid. So that is a sign of rejection. And I give both of that from the noble Quran, and you must make a note of it, because it's very, very important that I'm showing you from Quran, then we show you from Ahadith, and then we will show you from the Amal-e-Salih, from the Salaf-e-Salih, our pious people, what they taught us. Surah Hamim As-Sajda. Surah Hamim As-Sajda, chapter 41 of the Noble Quran. I read for you. Verses 30, 31, 32, all that you must see. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. Verily those people who say Allah is our sustainer, nourisher, provider. What does this mean? Not only stay with the tip of the tongue, we must have it in the inner recesses of our heart. Our shop, our job is giving us the money, the income. But that is the sabab zahiri, the superficial means. The real razaq, the real sustainer, nourisher, provider is we, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore we should remember. You go for operation, you go take some medication and so forth. I'm coughing, so I take medicine. So I get better with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So don't say that the tablet, the injection gave me shifa, the doctor gave me shifa. Although it's right, that's the superficial means, but Allah gave me shifa. Wa idha maridtu fawa yashfeed. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam story. So when I fall ill, He, Allah, gives shifa. The Shafi is Almighty Allah. So that is the meaning. It's not my wife gave birth. Almighty Allah blessed us with the child. You get it now? You can make 100 examples like that. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then you must remain consistent. You continue with the good deeds, good actions, good speech. When we do that in our lifetime, during our lifetime, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, an entourage of angels will come, and they will give us great tidings. They will be speaking to us. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا, no fear for the future. وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا, no sadness for the past. وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, and great tidings for you of Jannah that you were promised. Sometimes you see people, they in their last moments, and then they smile, and then after 10 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minutes, they pass away. Why were they smiling that time? They received the good news. They're entering Jannatul Firdaus. Almighty Allah teaches us, chapter 41, Surah 41, Surah Hamim says the verses 30, 31, 32. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your protectors in this worldly life and in the year after. In this world we'll protect you. Obviously you get people sometime are jealous, people want to harm you, mischief makers. All that you will get. رَبِّنْ سُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. So we read the dua daily, and Surah 29 verse 30. Ya Allah, you assist me against the mischief makers, troublemakers. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ, and for you whatever you desire. And وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ, whatever you request. Yea, in this world fast, read salat, do this, do that. So Allah is commanding us. So we tried, broken effort, humble effort, Allah out of His fadl, grace and mercy accepted it. نُزُولًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. This is hospitality from Allah, who is very forgiving, very merciful. So there in Jannah, we can't command Allah. Nay, out of the question, we request. Allah Jalla Wala is so generous. Whatever we request, immediately, instantly is there for us. So that is what we are obtained and attained. And The Hadith Sharif of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Muslim Sharif, in Mishkat Sharif, Ahabbul A'mali ilallah adwamuha wa inqalla. The most beloved action by Allah is the one where there's consistency. Therefore, I always say consistency is the key to success. Remember that. Continue. Wa inqalla, although it's less, take 2-3 examples. Ramadan, we were giving charity. So you don't have to give that same amount, but every day 1 rand, 2 rand, keep on giving. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ramadan Mubarak, we were reading 1 juz, 2 juz, whatever, 1 supara, 2 supara. So every day now also continue with the Quran Sharif recitation and so forth. Third one, you take for example our 5 salat, then we were reading Nafil Salat voluntary. So at least 2 rakat Nafil Salat, read like that. So that is wa in qalla, even if it's little bit. Then remember when you go to Iraq, I was there in 2000 with the help and mercy of Allah, where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah is buried. Next to him is Bishr Hafi. Bishr, the one who would walk bare feet, kalfut in Afrikaans you say. When they asked Bishr, the sage of the age rahimahullah, why you walk bare feet? He says, Quran Sharif states, wal arda farashnaha fa ni'mal mahidun. Allah says, I made this land and sand a carpet for you. How excellent Allah Ta'ala spread it out. I feel shy to walk on the carpet of Allah with shoes and sandals. Obviously it's permissible. But the awliyaullah, the Sufis, they have their own mizaj, their own temperament and so forth and so on. So therefore we should be clear on that issue. It's totally permissible. So next to him, next to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is Hazrat Bishr bin Hafi rahimahullah. He used to say, what a profound and a great statement. بِئِسَ الْقَوْمُ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. Terrible, horrible is the statement and the action of people. They worship Allah only during the month of Ramadan. Ramadan comes, then they fill the masjid. Shawwal comes and they empty. So that is not Islam. We can't be part-time Muslims. We must be devoted and dedicated Muslims. All times, all places, all circumstances. Now people were doing good. Now they go back to their evil. So what Allah Ta'ala says? See the wa'id, see the warning. And yeah, this is Quran. Surah chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, the name after the master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and verse number 28. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمُ اتَّبَعُوا. That because they are the people who followed. مَا أَسْخَتَ اللَّهَ. Those actions that bring the wrath and anger of Almighty Allah. وَكَرِهُ رِدْوَانَهُ. They dislike to please Almighty Allah. فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And now their actions go away in vain. Allah protect us also. Muslim, Muslimah, continue with the good actions, especially our 5 daily salat. On time, remember, there's no excuse for that. So remember, that is the sign our Ramadan is accepted. Al-hasanatu ba'd al-hasana. Continuation of the good. And we go back to the vices and evil, boyfriend, girlfriend, alcohol, drugs, and all these haram dandas and haram actions, then that's a sign of rejection. Allah protect us. And go read Surah 47 and verses 27, 28, and you will see Allah protect us. Allah make our hifazat.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, what are the months of Hajj?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, Al-Hajju Ashhurum Ma'lumat, that the months of Hajj are well known. So when you tell people it's well known, but majority of the Ummah, they don't know it. So easy way, even for you, Suleiman Mota, you will remember it now. Min Eidin Ila Eidin. So you got the meaning now? From one Eid till the next Eid. So when is the first Eid? First of?
Shawwal.
Shawwal. Eid al-Fitr. When is the next Eid? 10th of Zulhijjah. Eid al-Adha. So that are the months of Hajj. Finish. How you say it? Min Eidin ila Eidin. You understood?
Sure.
So those are the months of Hajj. So Shawwal is important, the month in which we are, regarding the fasting. Shawwal is important regarding the nikah, like I explained to you. And Shawwal is important because it is one of the months of Hajj. Now, I read 2 rakat salat. You understand? And I wore my ihram, everything, and so forth. And I say, Ya Allah, Allahumma inni uridul hajja, fayassirhu li wa taqabbalu minni. Ya Allah, I'm making intention for hajj, and make it easy for me and accept it. So, that time, no passport and visa and all quota business and all that shaitan yet. So, you make intention and you start traveling. So you must remember that, and they would go, subhanallah. So that is permissible. So this is the month of Hajj. So remember. So some people say, no, this also I answered 2-3 questions this morning regarding this type of questions. That I'm going to Makkah, it's the month of Shawwal, can I perform Umrah? So why the people ask this question? Because Shawwal has started, and Shawwal is one of the months of Hajj. So you must remember that. So yes, to perform Umrah during the months of Hajj, especially nowadays, because they got all these shaitans running the whole thing. So you must remember, it's totally permissible. Officially, that came out from there is, till the 15th of Shawwal, they will allow people to come and perform Umrah. And after 15th Shawwal, then they will make preparations for the people who are coming in for Hajj and so forth. Now you know we got quota, isn't it so? So 1 million people for the whole world. South Africa's quota is how much?
1,132.
Yeah, 1,100. That's the official quota.
They said 1,132, but around there.
Right, so 1,132. So, mashallah. So, what I do know, because people are sending me questions, they say in South Africa for this year Hajj 2022-1443, there are only 4 agents. You understand? Yeah. So who must they choose? They're asking me like Mashura and so forth. So you know what suggestion I have and so forth. So anyway, that's what I come to know from all these things here. So 1,132. Yeah. So now, in 90% you won't make it. So therefore, that masla that you learned when you were small, that you know when you were young, that if you are there in Shawwal and you make a Umrah and so forth, then Hajj becomes complete. There's no masla like that. Today there's issue about visa. Today there's masla about quota. Today there's issue that these shaitans, they think the Haram Sharif belongs to them. They can tell you don't come and you can come. See one easy example. I can't go. With Allah's help, we perform Umrah. With Allah's help, we perform Hajj. Allah will accept all our efforts and so forth. But say, example, I am now 67, I am 69, I am 70, 75 years old, and Hajj becomes compulsory now upon me. So according to the Saudi regime, you can't make Hajj because you must be under 65. Now, who's responsible for that? You understood?
Yeah.
So remember that the Quran Sharif, it says the Surah 22, verse 25, that sawa'an al-akifu fihi wal-bad. The people who are residents, the people who come from outside, they must be equal. You can't make one law for this and one law for that. Quran Sharif gives such a wa'id and a warning. Wa may yurid fihi. Yurid irada. Who just made intention in the Haram Sharif of Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, bi ilhadin of deviation, bi zulmin of oppression, transgression, nuzikhu min azabin alim, we will unleash a painful, terrible punishment. You see, the first question I think you asked, it was about Sadaqatul Fitr. I told you Abdullah bin Abbas, where he's buried? Where is buried? In Taif. So why he passed away in Taif? He said, I will come to Makkah, I'll perform Umrah, come Hajj all, but my residence will be Taif. Because Makkah, Al-Haramul Makki, if you just make intention of a wrong, Allah says, I will punish you and deal with you in a very, very bad and horrible, terrible, painful punishment. So rather I don't stay, I stay outside. You see?
Yeah.
Now imagine this. these people make all these kind of laws there. So what happens to them? They're not making intention, they're implementing the haram things. So therefore, we must be very, very careful. But we must not focus on people. Focus on Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Daily read 2 rakat salat. And read, you must remember, Surah 2, verse 128. And read, Wa arina, yesterday. Yeah, yesterday, Isha time. So last night, you must remember, I taught one person, and he's an Egyptian. So he told me that I want to go for Hajj. I said, you must go to that person, he's the agent, and he'll help you. But first turn to Allah, and read 2 rakat salat, and read this ayat. He got very happy. Surah 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana watub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, and you forgive us, Ya Allah. You are very, very forgiving, very merciful. So that is what we need to do.
Mufti sir, I have over 100 kazafas due to pregnancy and breastfeeding. How must I keep it?
Remember that every Muslim male and female who is sane and mature, the ayat al-hajj ashurum ma'lumat that we were discussing, if you want the reference of it, so remember it is Surah Baqarah chapter number 2 and verse number 197. Verse 197 of chapter 2. So you must remember all this. It will help you on later on in life. So let's discuss three issues here, and it will help each one of us, inshallah. Go back in your life. Today people know how to rewind the video. They know how to rewind the movies. But we don't know how to rewind our life. What I mean by rewinding our life, go back and work out and use your discretion and be honest to yourself. Allah knows everything. Almighty Allah's knowledge, all embracing, all encompassing. So let's take siyam, fasting. So you got baligh in 1960, you got in 70, you got baligh mature in 75, another one 82, another one 2000, like that. So work out from that time till now. How many fast has that person missed? So now from tomorrow, you start keeping qaza. One qaza a week, two qaza a week, three qaza a week, whatever you can manage. And that is compulsory. You have to keep it. Remember that. There's no I can't, these, that. So whatever you can, you must. And the more you do, the better for you. So that's one issue. And himmat marda madad khuda. So you must have the courage and the resolution. You must be firm and determined, and Allah's help will come. One. Second one, from the time we became baligh and mature till now, how many salats, fajr salat, asr salat, that's the most salat people miss. So calculate and every day read qada as much as possible. Fajr 2 rakat, zohar 4 rakat, zohar 4, asr 4, maghrib 3, isha 4, and Hanafis only say you must read the witr also. So that is the qada, right? Then what about zakat? Now you are conscientized, you learn the lectures the ulama give, and the radio stations, and where books you read. And but those days you were very lax, you were not paying zakat. Today I got the question also. Person say, now I became true Muslim. I was very lax, but now I heard lectures and I made tawbah and so. So how must I make my qada? So remember, calculate, not the minimum amount, the maximum amount. In 1999, how much you earned, what you had, you don't know exact. Did work out? Use your discretion and take the maximum amount out of zakat, 2.5%. Then work out for every year like that, and then you pay, inshallah. So it's not only for fasting, it's for salat as well, for zakat as well, for fitrah, sadaqatul fitr as well. So pay 30 rand per person for all the past 10 years, you must 300 rand. So like that, you must work everything out, and then you give it out to the poor Muslims who are entitled to receive zakat and sadaqatul fitr. So these are examples that I'm giving. G.
Mufti Sahib, our last question. I did cupping whilst fasting. Is my fast valid?
The hadith is mentioned in, remember, Mishkat Sharif and in Tirmidhi and Musnad Ahmad and various compilations. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Aftar al-hajim wal-mahjum." A person who does the cupping. So I did cupping for you. Right example. So my fast is broken and your fast is broken. But when we come to the fiqh, we come to the jurists, so they say you must remember that this is not, it doesn't break the fast. And that is the verdict of Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Shafi rahimahullah, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. The fast is valid. You understand? Because we look at other ahadith. Only Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah states the fast will break. And if you want a wonderful book on this, Al-Fathur Rabbani, Mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani, which I have by me. So all the masail, or all a majority of the masail, where and fatwas, where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is one side, and the other three scholars are on the other side. You understood? Like Ibn Kathir rahimahullah wrote a book, which I have, alhamdulillah, Al-Masailul Lati Infarada Biha Ash-Shafi'i Duna Ikhwati, where Imam Shafi rahimahullah is alone, and remember all the other scholars are on the other side. You see, so yeah, Imam Ahmed, so we'll say your fast is valid. Remember, that's the fatwa we will pass, and we won't agree with Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal on this issue. Like Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal says only that if you eat your brother camel meat, your wuzu is broken. You must make wuzu. Majority scholars say no, you don't have to make wuzu. It's better, but not compulsory. So like that, you get difference of opinion. Yeah. So jazakallah khairan, my brother Suleiman Esop. Well done. Allah reward you, mashallah. Ameen. And my brother Bonface. I just now called him podcast. So Bonface will make the podcast, inshallah. And inshallah, we'll send it out in the afternoon to all the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar, Markaz Sahaba, and Radio Garden, and whatever else you are listening on. So inshallah, next up is the news with brother Suleiman Esop, and inshallah the news will be with Suleiman Esop, and thereafter we will have a lecture by Mufti Hashim Bouda of the Deer, and then 1 o'clock the Adhan, and 1:05 to 1:30 is Surah Ahqaf, and today inshallah chapter 46 we conclude and complete the Surah, verses 30 to 35, and thereafter 1:30 to 2 will be the archive, Surah Mu'minun, verses 36 to 43. 2 to 3 o'clock, current affairs with brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:40, the repeat of the Q&A. 3:40 to 4 will be various du'as and zikr. 4 to 5 will be the lecture by Maulana Ridwan Kaji regarding the path of the Banu Israel, meaning how they went astray and so forth. And few people who followed the true path. And then 5 o'clock to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub from Durban Studio. 7 to 7:30 will be Surah Ahqaf, verses 30 to 35, the repeat. 7:30 to 8 will be Maulana Yunus Patel rahimahullah, and 8 to 10 will be the discussion with Maulana Arafat and Maulana Salim Karim, mashallah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.